Hey everyone, welcome to the GogRip.com podcast. Before I talk about the main topic today, can I just say how much I do love insurance and how much when you do have things that maybe aren't the easiest to replace as a result of, the sheer cost of things, like maybe, oh, I don't know, camera equipment. It's nice to be able to have it insured and know that even if, it gets destroyed by a bolt of lightning right from your hand, you'll be okay in the end. That's very very reassuring. On an unrelated note, I had a great chat with my insurance agent not long ago. Yeah, nice girl. Yeah, very, very helpful. Yeah, that was good. Anyways, the main topic of conversation today, I was having this discussion with someone. It's about ketchup. Well, I mean, the conversation comes up pretty regularly anyways, but because I think that ketchup with French fries is fine. Ketchup sort of makes a nice condiment to go with things like French fries, or of course on, hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever. Ketchup works pretty well. That being said, I don't find ketchup to be the be-all end-all of condiments. I don't think ketchup goes with breakfast. I don't think it goes with eggs. For example, I know people who put ketchup on eggs. I don't know why. I also don't think it goes with hash browns. Now, here's the thing about that, because hash browns are potato and French fries are potato, and ketchup with French fries is fine, or ketchup with tater tots is fine, and ketchup with hash browns is probably a result of sin. I think ketchup with hash browns is disgusting. So call me hypocritical if you will, but it's not my fault I'm right. And end of the day, ketchup is not a breakfast thing. I wholeheartedly disagree with people who feel that ketchup is a breakfast condiment. I mean, you never hear of people putting relish, having a relish with breakfast. You never hear of people maybe having like barbecue sauce with breakfast. And to me, ketchup is in that same thing. I mean, I guess if you're gonna have hash browns at night, which I do sometimes, I'm not again not adverse to that. Again, call me hypocritical for saying, well, some foods are breakfast foods and then eating hash browns in the evening. That's fine. But yeah, I just think ketchup with hash browns is gross. I don't really find it appealing. I think that And again, there are a lot of things you could eat ketchup on. And I don't eat a lot of ketchup. That's the other thing too. I don't eat a lot of it, but when I do, it's like those, Donna Grease commercials or whatever. I don't always eat ketchup, but when I do, it's never a breakfast. Like I think condiment-wise, I tend to use hot sauce more often than anything else. I think I just find hot sauce, whatever hot sauce happens to be available, I just find hot sauce so far superior to ketchup. So, I mean, if I want something to dip fries in or to put on a burger or whatever, I'm gonna crank it up a notch or kick it up a notch or whatever that saying is and just like hot sauce it. So I wholeheartedly and vehemently disagree with the ketchup camp. If you are in the ketchup camp, do write in. I'd love to hear the ketchup side of the argument. But yeah, I'm just not about ketchup. Not gonna lie, it's all about hot sauce. So we've had the pirate versus ninja debate and versus robot debate, and now it's I'm gonna start a new one. I'm gonna start the ketchup versus hot sauce. And go hot sauce. That's one vote for hot sauce. So far, 100% of the people who've been polled prefer hot sauce over ketchup. So those are pretty. I think the popular opinion is swaying pretty far toward the hot sauce side over ketchup. Anyway, yeah, I just wanted to say that. Just wanted to talk about ketchup and insurance and stuff. Yeah, how about that weather, hey? Anyways, which is great because I can say that, and it pretty much applies to anywhere. Like, if anyone's listening to this from anywhere, I mean, if you're in the greater Prince George area, great, that's one thing. But it's just like, I can say that, and it pretty much works anywhere because people will always be like, yeah, I know, it's been super nice for so long, or it's been super bad for so long, or it just changed recently. So it's one of those generic things you can say, be like, hey, so how about the weather? Hey, crazy. And it's just like, most of the time, people like aren't going to say, no, it's been about normal for this time of year because people don't know what the normal is for this time of year because people always say, oh, it's too hot or too cold or it's whatever temperature it is. Like, I mean, how many people do you know that actually look and say, okay, what are the historical values for this time of year? And is it about the normal temperature? Is it about, I mean, you got two people that do that, three people that do that. Weather people, pedants, and me. So, yeah. How about that weather? Anyways, stay safe out there in that weather, and hope everyone's doing well. This has been a GawkRep.com podcast.